Well, sounds like Miss Griffiths had some pretty good ideas. Sounds like her sons are grunts or guys that are on the ground, the way she's sending them all the food. Actually, we get real good food over here, and I can't complain a bit. I can't complain about anything over here because we have it real good. Actually, as a pilot, we have it better than anybody could ever ask for, being in a war zone like we are. She had some real good ideas, I thought, and about anything for a Marine. We're a pretty proud bunch of people, but it's a pretty helpless feeling to have people sending all the things that that we do. I appreciate your packing and sending everything. Really makes me feel good. I'll try to tell you about some of our missions and the bird that we're flying and where we go now. Actually, the Huey that we fly over here is basically the same aircraft that we flew in the States. We have eight M60 machine guns mounted on the gun on the aircraft. We have four permanently mounted. There's two on each side, and the crew chiefs or the gunners have two M60s mounted on swivels out each side of the aircraft. I, as a co-pilot, operate the TAT 101, is what they call it. It's a two M60s machine guns that are sticking out the front of the helicopter, and I have a little sight on the inside, and anywhere I look and pull the trigger, well, these guns point in that direction and fire, and we just have a little bullseye there, and it's real good because it can circle around in the front of the helicopter and go up and down. Just to show you some of the fear that the VC have for the Huey gunship, we went out yesterday in support of a recon team that we were to insert upon in a little valley, and we called in three flights of fixed wing or jets with bombs, with napalm and drag bombs, and we dropped bombs all over the place that we were going to insert the recon team. And then whenever the fixed wing had left, well, we rolled in on the target and sprayed with M60 machine guns and rockets, and then we pulled out, and the transport carrier come in that had the troops on, and he went into a hover, and the VC opened up on him. They were only 25 meters from where he was hovering, so they don't care too much to be firing upon the Huey gunship, but whenever the transports come in, well, they start shooting at them. They don't like to see us coming because of all the heavy armor that we do have on the helicopter. Besides the guns mounted on the helicopter, we have the rockets. We have two rocket pods, one on each side, and each rocket pod holds seven rockets. These are pretty deadly rockets if they hit in the right place. I'll try to tell you something about our missions. As I told you before, I'd make this side a little more personal. I just soon it didn't get out. So I'll start. I'll try not to tell you anything that would hurt too bad if it did get out, but I just soon it didn't. One of our missions is medevacs, where we go out and pick up medevacs. Actually, we don't go down and pick up the evacuee ourselves. We take a transport out with us, and we escort him out to the spot where we're supposed to pick up the medevac. We look it up on our maps, and we go out and fly around and mark the position where he's supposed to go in. And then we cover him while he goes down, and if he receives any fire, well, then we roll in on the enemy and try to suppress the enemy's fire while he gets out. We don't have a whole lot of medevacs. We had three yesterday. I didn't fly any myself, but we had three yesterday, and that seemed to be a whole lot for our squadron. We also fly what they call I's and E's. That is inserts and extracts of recon teams. as you know, probably recon teams or reconnaissance teams of anywhere from 6 to 8 men that go out, that we insert out on top of a hill or down in the valley, and they stay out 5 days trying to draw intelligence information about the enemy troop movements and the such. On one of these type of missions, we usually take 2 gunships and 2 transports, and then we have the facilities to call in fixed-wing aircraft with bombs also. We go out and look over the location, usually prep the zone or prepare the zone with bombs, and then the transport goes down and hovers and lets out the recon team, and then the transport leaves. And sometimes the recon teams get into a big mess whenever we drop them out, so we have to turn right around and go back in and pick them up. We never do hover or try to land in the zone. It's always the transports, but we try to cover him at all times where we can roll in on the enemy to suppress the fire in case he does get into trouble. Another type of mission is what we call reaction. It's just a standby thing that in case somebody gets trouble out in the boondocks, well, we can go out and help them out. They call us and we go out and try to suppress the enemy fire while somebody goes in to pick them up. And we have an AM reaction, a PM reaction, and a night reaction. This is where you stand the watch. So on an AM reaction, it's usually working with eyes and E's. It starts at 6 o'clock in the morning and get off at 12. Whenever you have PM reaction, it starts at 12 and you get off at 6 or 7 at night. And then night reaction, which is what I have tonight, I'll be over there at 5:45. And be there probably all night. Usually we get to come back to the hooches and go to sleep, and they call us if they need us, but they're expecting something big tonight, so we'll probably be sleeping in the ready room, just standing by ready to go. We also send birds up to Quang Tri and down to Da Nang. Quang Tri is about 20 or 30 miles to the north, Wei, which you probably heard about a lot last year, is only 6 miles to our north. Da Nang is about 20 miles to our south. Both of these UA squadrons have trouble keeping their birds up, and a lot of times they need help, so we usually send 2 birds to each place each day. Most of our missions up there are just about the same. A lot of the missions that when we fly out of Quang Tri are flown up around the Kaesan area and up around the DMZ. Most people don't like to go up there, but it's pretty good missions up there, and actually it's not any worse than it is down here. I'm looking forward to our R&R quite a bit, Kay, and February will be here before you know it. I'll probably get you to pick up a couple of my suits whenever you go home or go to Friona in Christmas, because I didn't bring any suit coats with me, but I'll let you know more about that later. If you do receive some material from Honolulu, we'll look it over and start making some plans about where you'd like to stay and what you'd like to do each day and each night that we're there. We'll have a ball. You might pick out even the hotel, and I'll get you a room at the hotel. A lot of people like to go over to the island of Maui. I believe that's the right pronunciation. It doesn't cost a lot to get over to the island, and most people like to go over there because it's not as crowded as it is over on the main island or Waikiki Beach. Don't sweat the money, because we'll just blow a lot of money and have a good time. I'm glad your principal feels the way he does about you being able to leave on R&R, and I'm sure it'll all work out real fine. Don't worry about being docked to pay on those days, because it'll be worth it to me and to you both, I hope. If you do have a picture, well, go ahead and send it. I'd like to have it. I need something to talk to every once in a while besides this microphone. I hope that I haven't jumbled too much, but I'll promise you I'll get better as time goes on. And I'm sure we'll learn to enjoy these tapes and have a lot of fun sending tapes back and forth. We won't worry about buying anything yet. I'll look around some more over here. Every once in a while, we get in some tape recorders at the PX, and I'll look them over and might even buy two of the same and send you one. But if you can find a tape recorder that this tape plays on real well, well, send me the kind it is and everything, and I'll buy a tape recorder over here and play a tape on it and send it to you and see if it works on your on that same recorder that you play this one on. And then I might send you the money and you can buy you a tape recorder whenever after I buy mine. But I'd rather you not buy one until after I do. I just picked up your letter from August the 7th, and sounds like you're passing the time by pretty good. And about the girl, that her fiance was due in from Vietnam in 3 weeks. I feel like that our time will pass real fast too, and like she said, the time really does fly, especially from January to May. And I'm sure from January to May will pass a lot faster than from August to January. About the man taping the, doing the taping for you, I don't blame you for trying to find somebody else to borrow a tape recorder from. Be sure and if you do tape one, tape it at 3 3/4 speed on a 3-inch reel. If you want to put some music on there, if you get tired of talking. But I'd much rather listen to you talk than to music. But if you do have that record of that happy feeling, you might put it on one separate tape with all music on it. I picked up your letter of the 7th of August today, and over here it's the 11th, and it's the 10th at home. So it takes about 3 or 4 days for me to receive one of your letters. I think it's actually about 3 days. And it probably takes about 3 for you to get mine. So see, that's not so bad after all. It's too bad about your folks not hearing from Sonny or Faye. I can imagine how they feel. But I'm sure that it'll all work out if they just trust and have faith. The trip to the fair in August the 17th sounds like a lot of fun. I'd like to be there to go with you. Just go ahead and keep sending me the Kiplinger newsletters. I appreciate it very much and enjoyed reading it. It has a lot of nice to know information in it, and the elections sound like a big mess to me. And I'm just like you. I'm confused and don't know how anybody will know who they really want. It's nice to see Big Mama getting out and going to Abilene. I'm glad you sent the address to ACC, and I'll be glad to receive the ACC today and the Horizons. We can receive stuff like that in newspapers. We're about to run out of grape soda. We sold most of it. Well, I imagine you're right. I'll probably be tired of grape by the time I get home. There's not a church anywhere near except in Da Nang, and we fly on Sunday, so there's not much of a chance of getting down that way. But I do try to go to the church, the services that the chaplains hold here on base every Sunday. I'd like to have some correspondence courses if you can fix them up. Don't send a lot, just send one every now and then, and a couple of sermons if you like on tapes. I'd enjoy that. It'd have to be the 3-inch tapes, though. I appreciate the Baileys. The McKnights sending their prayers too. It means a lot to me, and I like to have all of y'all's prayers, and I'm sure everything will work out for the best. I'm glad to hear that you're going to the personal work class, and I hope that you'll attend faithful and get the most out of it so that you can teach me whenever we get home and we can work together. I'm glad that you have a lot of faith in me and proud of me, but you couldn't be as proud of me as I am of you. I'll tell Tom and Dennis hello for you, and I would like to have one of the small pictures like the one on the TV. Don't worry about sending too much stuff, because I can always use it and enjoy it. Just keep the letters coming. They're great. I enjoy them a lot, and I'm glad you can express your feelings the way you can. I just hope, and I am sure, that they are genuine. I'm glad that you do have a lot of faith in me. I'm sure that our separation together here will make our love grow stronger. I'm actually the one that's real lucky. I have my doubts that I'm deserving of you, but I'm glad that you feel like I am. We had our great times together, and I'm sure that we'll have more great times together. I miss you a lot, and thinking a lot of you. I told you it would be hard before, and as you know, it has been hard. But I'm sure it'll all be worth it, and I hope our love will grow and grow forever. Just keep your faith in God, and I'm sure everything will work out for the best. Until you hear again, well, I'll sign off for now, and I love you, Kay. Goodbye.